next to each other. That was my setup to introduce our next guest. Let me make sure I have his name right here, too. I always trying to pronounce a name. All right. Former NFL choreographer. Our next guest is Neil B. Forzad. Neil, good morning. You're on the air.
Hey, what's going on over there, you guys?
Hey, Neil, you were an NFL choreographer, and you invented many moves that we see in the NFL today, including the dab.
That is correct. His thing, right? There's a lot of these athletes, right? And, you know, they get all pumped up and whatnot. They're running down the field. If they got the ball and everything else, there's a lot of anticipation. There's a big payoff. They make the score. Hey, everybody's happy. We just walk off the field. No, you got to do something special, something unique, right?
Right.
So my job, sorry, Frank, didn't mean to cut you off there for a second there, but here's the thing. My job, right, is to get these guys, give them a signature move, something that they can do, sets them apart from everybody else that's out. There's a lot of athletes, a lot of people clamoring for the same chunk of cheese.
Right.
I'm the guy that's supposed to put the cheese on a decent plate that makes it more palatable to the viewing audience. You're welcome.
Thank you. I didn't even get a chance to say thank you before you said you're welcome. So I
knew you were going to say it, though. But you're welcome.
So, Mr. Forzad, I have here your official occupation title is official sports political choreographer liaison.
Yeah, you know, I like that term liaison. Uh-huh. You know, it makes me feel like I'm like kind of like French or something.
Okay.
It's a little classier than, like, you know, just some schlub that's teaching these guys. Here's the thing, right? You got your LeBron Jameses, right?
Sure.
You got those guys out there. You got your Kaspernick or whatever his name is. I don't even know.
Kaspernick, that's right.
Yeah.
Kaspernick. Yeah, he's got a weird neck. That's why he's got his hair all like this.
It's very white, like the ghost, almost.
Oh, no, YouTube. Stop
dude,
it.
Yeah, dude, I just saw that now.
Yeah.
I get it.
Yeah.
Go at it.
Kaspernick. Oh, it's crazy. That is just nuts.
Oh.
But anyway, like, these guys, they're so amazing at what they do, right? Like, they run the ball, they pass the ball, they yada, yada, yada. They can't dance. None of these guys can dance. There was this Michael Jackson video.
Yeah.
Back in, like, I'm going to say, like, mid-90s or something. Right?
Might have been earlier than that.
Who knows?
No, there was the one with, it was called Jam.
Okay.
Right? And it's Michael Jackson. He's, like, for whatever reason, just dancing in a warehouse. Because he's Michael Jackson. He can do what he wants, right? He's
right.
Got the money. He probably owns a couple warehouses at that point.
Sure.
And then it cuts to... Here's Michael Jordan just taking some three-pointers. You know, he's got nothing else to do. It's the off-season, right? He's got some shoes he's selling. Whatever.
Uh-huh.
He's shooting. All of a sudden, the ball goes over on the Michael Jackson side. He comes over. He's trying to teach him how to dance. It was painful for me to watch one of my clients trying to, like, do a little popping and locking or whatever. It was disappointing for me as a human being.
So Michael Jordan was one of your clients?
He was, once upon a time.
Wow.
Wow.
I've had a lot of really impressive ones. You see, we had T.O. He was kind of a problem child, but I tamed him a little bit.
Sure, right? You tamed T.O., okay.
I did. You know, well, here's the thing. When you're paying me, I'm not even lying to you when I say this, when you're paying me seven digits,
you
know,
yeah.
Per meeting, you know, seven numbers in my check.
That's
you
right.
Know what I mean?
Like, uh-huh.
You're going to be paying attention to Papa Bear over here. You're
sure.
Going to sit there, you're going to look pretty, that's what you do. And you're going to let me do what I'm doing, which is teaching you how to make yourself stand out amongst the crowd. So I had T.O. I had, Tim Tebow?
I do, yeah. Well, that was one of the things, Neil, I wanted to ask you, because you invented a bunch of signature moves, and T.O. and Tim Tebow were some of the players you invented moves for.
Yeah, my first client wasn't even an athlete. I swear to hand to God, on my mother.
Okay.
I swear to you, my first client, Mr. Professor Stephen Hawking.
What?
Stephen Hawking was, Stephen Hawking. So as a choreographer, your first client was Stephen Hawking.
Yeah, very slight was my suggestion to him. He's got that sort of like that gangster lean, when he's sitting in his chair, whatever.
He does have a bit of a lean.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He's got the kind of money. He's got the kind of reputation. He can prop him up a bit, right? I'm like, no, Steve, here's the thing. You're smart enough. good enough, people love you.
Yes.
You get comfortable. You let them have to stand up straight. You do what Steven does best, and that's think about crazy stuff that's out there in the universe. Well, I don't even understand half the stuff he's saying, honestly.
So
he's kind of like a speaking spell.
Our guest is Neil B. Forzad. He is an NFL choreographer. His official title is official sports political choreographer at Liaison. It's true that you were involved with the XFL at one point. How did that happen, Neil?
Here's the thing, right? So here I am. It's like, picture it. It's like 1990, whatever. Forget about it, right? And here I am. Right, I'm at a Turkish wrestling match with Vince McMahon. Don't ask me how it happened.
Turkish wrestling match, okay.
Are you familiar with Turkish wrestling?
I am not.
Okay. He'll tell you. Tell us.
Overview, real quick. I actually learned this from a very good friend of mine. Sounds a lot like you, KL. I love your work there, girl.
Thank you.
You're fantastic all day, every day. No one tell you otherwise.
Okay.
But Turkish wrestling, for me, okay, it's basically like two big guys, two big, burly, muscular, like tan, olive-skinned guys. They cover each other. I'm not even making this up. They cover each other in oil.
Okay.
Okay? But they're wearing jeans. I don't know why.
That's weird. Okay.
And their job is they have to reach over each other, grab the guy by the back of the back. Am I right on this, Christine?
No, you're right. This is totally true. Yeah. And then
it's
they pull
like
each other.
Wrestling, but it's it's like Magic Mike meets sumo wrestling. It's pretty intense.
They're covered in olive oil, and then they pull each other. They put their hands down each other's pants, and then wrestle. And that's real.
Yeah.
That's Turkish wrestling.
Like God intended.
Okay.
Like so God intended. Just God in heaven. God bless.
You're at this meeting or at this match with Vince McMahon?
Turkish wrestling match with Vince McMahon.
So we're at the Turkish wrestling match, right? Okay, it's the Crusher versus the Clamp or whoever the hell it is. Okay, the two of them are going at it, like hand and fist or whatever. Vince comes over. He's like, hey, how's it going there, Neil? I'm like, hey, Mr. McMahon, I love your work. He offers me some opium-laced fruit by the foot, okay? I don't know if you ever had this stuff, but it's wicked strong, okay? Next thing I know, I black out. I don't know what happens. When I come to, I'm now suddenly the reluctant owner of this team called the Troutdale Mudflaps. I don't even know what the hell this team is. Right? The XFL. That doesn't make any sense to me. Whatever. So I did that. I sold my shares, luckily, before it crashed. Made a little bit of cheddar on the side.
Nice.
I parlayed that into some other endeavors that I have currently. As a side hustle, I'm an Uber driver for the Amish.
Oh.
I need that stuff from time to time.
Sure.
Also, I run a gift shop for various Civil War reenactments.
You run a gift shop for Civil War reenactors. All right.
That is correct.
Is that something that keeps you busy 24/7 or?
Well, you know, during like the fall. Fall's our big, we're ramping up for this season.
It makes sense.
A lot of new products that we're going to be putting out there. We got some musket polish. You know what I mean? Like, you don't want to be that one guy that goes out to the Gettysburg reenactment and you got yourself a dirty musk. You got to polish that up.
That's true.
You got to look good, right?
Yeah.
Real quick.
Musket polish. Yeah, go ahead.
Neil B. Forzad, NFL choreographer. So what's your take on the national anthem, sitting, kneeling, standing, or otherwise? Because it's all in the news.
Oh, how do I represent the national anthem plays, how do I do it?
How do you acknowledge or how do you show your, your love for country?
Well, here's the thing, Frank, okay, and I know you feel the same way that I feel, okay? We're on the same page.
That's right.
Let's finish the chapter. So it goes like this. You and me, I'm a God-fearing Christian, okay? I believe there's a God who lives upstairs in the clouds or whatever. He's looking down over all of us. I'm a good Catholic, so when the national anthem starts, I do all three. I kneel, I sit, I stand, you know, I salute, I give God a quick air high five or whatever, and then by that time, usually, unless Whitney Houston's singing it,
right?
By that time, game's ready to go, I'm pumped up,
yeah.
Let's go watch some football. I love me my Philadelphia Eagles, I got some money playing on there this year, it's playing out really well. Really, you can get something nice in the mail. Let me know when you get that thing I sent you.
Okay.
We did see one player in Major League Baseball take a knee. I know Golden State Warriors have been disinvited from the White House. Neil, do you see other sports following in this protest vein that the NFL's kind of started?
You know, it's the thing, right? You know, these guys, they're icons. They are they're people that they inspire little kids.
That's
everywhere.
Right.
The tiny little kids everywhere they go. You know, you look down, hey, there's another one. Hey, get away from me, kid.
Right.
You know, they're just, they're like roaches, can't get rid of them. But they got to be inspired by somebody. These guys right here, It's a God-given right as an American to protest. And honestly, they're not talking about how they don't like this country. They love this country. I love this country. You love this country. We all love this country.
That's right.
I got most of my stuff here. You know what I mean? I love it that much.
I'm with you. Yeah.
You know, so they're not saying that they don't like America or they don't like troops or they don't like whatever. They're saying that there's a certain person that they are going to acknowledge when the music, his unofficial, official theme song plays, that they're not just going to stand there like a sheep and be like, yeah, whatever, the weird Cheeto skin guy, you know, in the big house there on in, you know, Pennsylvania Avenue, whatever he says, I guess we're going to go along with it. Like, no, 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 no. I'm not going to do that. I will acknowledge the fact that there's a problem here, and I'm going to let people know that that's not cool with me. So for that, I give them props. I raise them up a drink, maybe like a Natty Ice, or, you know, something classy, you know, like a Miller Lite.
Sure.
You know, they're trying to watch the carbs, you know, the carb intake. It's getting kind of bad. You know,
yeah. You got to be careful with, you got to watch a carb intake. You really do.
Oh, my goodness.
Hey, when you say it, it sounds pretty. I'm just saying. When you say it.
It's NFL choreographer Neil B. Forzad, and he's That's been giving correct. Us his take on all of the different dances and signature moves, the Tim Tebow, the T.O., the Deion Sanders, and the Icky Shuffle. Were you responsible for the Icky Shuffle, Neil?
See, I was assured beforehand, before this interview took place, that we were not going to discuss the IS.
That's my
what
fault.
I refer to it as. My lawyers advised me not to acknowledge it. But you know what? I don't care. You know, he's not. He's off doing his lawyer thing.
Yeah, the Icky Shuffle was a long time ago, Neil.
Yeah, he's chasing ambulances or whatever. I don't know what the plural ambulances. Anyway, he's out there. He's doing that whole thing. I'm going to tell you this whole thing. All right, so Icky. Phenomenal player, right? Cincinnati Bengals, like he was the light that was, you know, he was the light in the tiger's eye, the Bengal tiger,
right?
Like, eye of the tiger, he was the eye of the tiger, right?
Okay,
right. And I was supposed to be his representative, right? And he had some people kind of chirping in his ear, trying to tell him, "Don't do this, listen to this guy, whatever." And I'm trying to Icky, Icky, Icky. I love seeing it like that. Just Icky, Icky. I always say, like, I knock on his door, Icky, Icky, you home, Icky? Anyway, I go over to his house, right? And he's just like, yeah, you know, I can't do this. I think I'm just going to, like, stick to my own thing. I don't really need a thing. I'm going to just stick to doing the drills and, like, you know, doing the wind sprints and everything else, run up and down the, you know, the stairs or whatever. You know, good for him, though. He was a phenomenal player. Then one day, I'm watching football. I'm like, hey, there's my boy, Icky. I'm calling up my friends. Hey, Steak Knife, you watching Icky right now? He's doing amazing, right? Beating the Bills. Ridiculous.
Wait, I'm sorry. Was one of your friends that you called up about Icky named Steak Knife?
Yeah, you know Steak Knife.
I don't know. No, I don't.
You want to know Steak Knife?
I feel like maybe I want to meet him. Yeah.
No. You don't want to meet Steak Knife meets you. That's how things work with Steak Knife.
Oh, okay.
I'm getting a little out of pocket over here when talking about Steak Knife. Side conversation over there. We'll talk about it off the air.
All right.
Anyway, so I call Steak Knife. I'm just like, look at Icky. He scores an amazing touchdown, like an amazing drive, like beating the Bills last seconds of the game. Remarkably, he comes out, and like the audience, there's like that moment of anticipation. He comes out, this big massive pile up. He's okay.
What's he going to do?
He starts doing this thing where he's kind of like, you know, like, you remember Herman Munster from the Munsters? He's kind of like doing like that, like a little Fred Gwynn. Kind of like left to the left to the right. To the, I don't even know what the hell he's doing. I'm just hand on my face. Like, I can't believe this guy went behind my back and created this whole thing called the Icky Shuffle. Not saying it wasn't a bad move. I'm just saying on him, it looked kind of stocky, kind of blocky. Didn't like it. I would have gone with some a little bit more arm movements or something.
Oh, my God.
Like a thumbs up, like a you'll go USA or something. I don't know. Icky Shuffle is a sore spot.
All right.
But, again, I don't hate him because he's a phenomenal player.
Thank you.
Gotta go.
It's Neil Forzad, NFL choreographer, who's created many, many moves.
Oh, my God.
For many different players over the years.
You're welcome.
I feel like I shouldn't have asked about the Icky Shuffle. That was maybe.
It really did open a can of worms.
It was maybe one question too many.
Maybe it was. I'm glad. I mean, we got to the bottom of it.
But I asked him about Icky Shuffle.